We're back on Reads and Deeds 2, and we are here with Eliani Elias. Eliani, thank you so much for joining us here on the show. It's a great honor to have you.
Well, thank you. It's a great honor to be a part of the show.
Absolutely. Now, what we just heard was What About the Heart? And this is from your most recent album, Light My Fire. And the album is absolutely beautiful. Some great, great stuff. I'm a huge fan of Brazilian music and Brazilian-infused jazz. So I ate it up in 2 seconds. I loved it. But we'll talk about that in just a minute. But let's get started with some background information. So, Eliani, you were a bit of a child prodigy. I think we all know you started playing around, around 6 or 7 or so?
Yes, I was 7 years old.
All right. So what started your love for music? Where did that come from at such a young age?
Well, I was very fortunate to grow up in a very musical environment where, you know, my mother played classical piano but had a great collection of jazz records mm-hmm. that she played around the house. And so that was great for me. And besides that, Brazilian music was also, you know, Bossa Nova was exploding, so our music was everywhere. It was on the radios, on TV, plus what I had at home. And I started taking lessons when I was 7 years old and completely fell in love with the piano. And by the time I was 10 years old, I was transcribing a lot of the great jazz pianists and everything that they played, you know, transcribing, playing along with those records and developing my jazz vocabulary, improvisational vocabulary. I was totally into it.
Definitely. So who were some of those people that you were transcribing at that age?
Well, I started by transcribing Bud Powell and Art Tatum, and then I moved into Oscar Peterson, Gil mm-hmm. Evans, Keith Jarrett, Herbie Hancock, you know, a lot of the great pianists.
Definitely. So would you say that some of the artists that you just named are your biggest inspirations musically, or are there more that are on par with Bill Evans and Oscar Peterson and such?
Well, you know, they were at that time of my life a great influence in terms of, you know, jazz piano. They were very important, you know, the way, you know, each one for different reasons they influenced me, and it was a way for me to, you know, really get so acquainted to the jazz language and way of playing this music, and it's something that I did since a very early age. And of course, through years, you know, different things come, different music comes by me, and I hear other things that also are a part of what I, you know, I hear and get influenced by.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what I'd like to take from that is, as you mentioned, you grew up in Sao Paulo during a time when bossa nova was completely exploding. This is like, so we're talking like the 60s, more or less. What was that like? That must have been such an incredible time. How would you describe that environment growing up like that?
Well, you know, again, it was full of music. Mm-hmm. You know, music was everywhere, and it was beautiful music. You know, it was music that had a certain type of content, you know, that had melodic, rhythmic, and harmonic content. And it was just fantastic. And I was, again, you know, fortunate. I was accepted into Brazil's best school of music when I was 13 years old, and as a prodigy, and I graduated by age 15 and started teaching there at the end. And then when I was 17, I was already working with my trio, working in São Paulo, and I was invited a particular night to join some of the great composers. One was Vinicius de Moraes, who co-wrote all the music with Antônio Carlos Jobim, and so I you know, accepted this invitation, and I'd start traveling internationally all throughout South America, touring with the creators of bossa nova. So this music came actually not even as a second, it came firsthand to me from the creators. So
right.
It's fantastic, you know.
Yeah, that's incredible. So
yeah.
Throughout your life, I mean, you've worked with countless musicians, amazing individuals. Of course, Herbie Hancock and Randy Brecker, and the list goes on. Is there anybody that you have not worked with yet that you really hope to collaborate with in the future?
Well, you know, there are lots of people that I like their work and everything, but I have been able to, every time I want to work with someone, it has happened.
That's
awesome.
I'm
sure that the dreams, they have happened. So, you know, I'm always into the feeling. You know, when I start preparing projects, I kind of envision, you know, I hear the music in my head, I kind of know what the people would be, and I always end up having them as a part of it. So
yeah.
I'm happy that way.
Yes. So then out of the collaborations that you have done, what particular memory stands out to you? Which one was really, you know, where you listen back to the recording afterward and were just like, wow, you know, how, that was incredible.
Well, I wouldn't put it just as that. Wow, this one particularly. There are some things that, as an artist, for example, my duets with Herbie were very special.
Of course, yeah. Honest.
And they were quite magical. You know, it was like almost sending like messages to each other. I mean, improvisation. We speak a lot of the same language harmonically. So it was really great because we went in and just our engineer turned on the, you know, the recording, the red light went on and we were recording, and it was just fantastic. It was
right.
Really wonderful. But, you know, I have memories of my young age when I was working with Vinicius de Moraes, when I was around Jobim, and when I was seeing these composers writing music, presenting their shows, and how they, you know, it was just how they related to music and to lyrics and to presentation. It was very important to me. When I moved to New York, I had the great pleasure of working with Steps Ahead, some top jazz musicians, and that was also important. My marriage to Randy was important on those years too, who not only he had an incredible way of writing music, you know, great composer, but also he brought a lot of other things from bebop to all the way to fusion, you know. So all of it has been an incredible journey. And what's so great about music is that it never ends, you know. It's always,
right.
Oh, there's always more and more, and it's wonderful. You know?
Exactly. Well, let's talk about this album now that you that came out last year, Light My Fire. Now, the title comes from the title track, which is a cover of The Doors. Is that true? So what made you pick that? That's very unusual, and it sounds absolutely beautiful. The reworking is gorgeous, and we'll play that a little bit later on the show so they can hear. But what made you pick that?
Well, in a way, always liked the tune. The tune was an international hit, and it was a tune that I would not have chosen to do if I was recording an instrumental album.
Right.
But for this particular album, once the concept was there, which was to bring some cool and sensual aspect to the music and explore that, you know, Light My Fire seemed like a good choice, and I slowed it down a lot.
I know, yeah.
The moment that I put my hand on the piano and sang, I said, okay, I feel this. This is going to, you know, I'm going to do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we check
that? It's a great tune.
It is a beautiful tune. And the Doors could write. They could really write. Some of their tunes are absolutely beautiful. But why don't we check that out? Let's take a listen to Light My Fire. And then we're going to follow that with the ever classic Take Five, but this is going to be your version of it. So let's check that out on Reads and Deeds 2. We'll be right back with more from Eliani in just a little bit. We're back with Eliani Elias on Reads and Deeds 2 here on WECB. Now, what we just heard was Take Five, and this is from Eliani's most recent album, Light My Fire. Now, Eliani, so Take Five is probably recorded, countless times. Similar to the last tune, what inspired you to take that classic Blue Duck hit and make it your own?
Well, it is an iconic tune, and when I approached the tune, as you can hear, you heard.
Yes.
You know, I played it slowly, and I brought a Brazilian bossa kind of feel to the 5/4 that is on the tune, and created a whole new part because the original recording was faster, but also had a long drum solo, and
of course.
I created something else in the middle. It just felt like would really fit the idea of the cool sounding and some sensuality and some beautiful color. And you notice that I was just singing vocally. I wasn't singing the words.
Right.
And that's the only tune on the record that I actually do that with the beautiful trumpet of Randy Brecker.
Yes. Very nice. Well, definitely one of my favorites on the album. I love it. Now, yes, absolutely. So how would you say, then, that this album, that Light My Fire, differs from your previous work, if at all?
Well, you know, every album has, you know, a life, a particular life. You know, this one had a life of its own from the start.
Mm-hmm.
And this album shows is the first singing duet that I have performed with Gilberto Gil.
Yes.
Which is, I was just fantastic to have him on the album with us. And also it brings this aspect, as I mentioned, you know, it has the cool, sexy, sensual aspect, but it brings music, it shows to the people that love the music of Brazil that we can also bring that element. When a tune is a good tune, you can bring that element into that tune. For example, you can hear that I brought more contemporary songs, like,
yes,
you know, like The Doors, like Stevie Wonder.
Correct, yeah.
You know, all these songs that are not the traditional standard, or not actually Brazilian songs.
Right.
The Brazilian way. So, and rhythmically, having Gilberto Gil and some other originals that I brought in there into the recording, I explored different aspects of Brazilian music beyond the bossa nova.
Definitely.
So there's some rhythms that are more from the north of Brazil. They have more of a different kind of African rhythm influence. And I thought that was interesting to bring because my previous vocal recordings had not touched that area.
Right. Now, the most exciting part is that you are coming to Boston in just a couple of days, and we are very, very excited.
Oh,
so you're coming to Scullers for 2 nights, and
yeah,
we're all very thrilled. So tell us, what can we expect at Scullers when you come the next couple of days?
You can expect to have a great time.
Yes, I'm sure.
You know, I have a wonderful band. We're going to be doing music from Light My Fire, but music also from Jobim.
Yes.
Moments of improvisation from everybody. The show has a lot of color, a lot of rhythm. Everyone gets featured, and I'm, you know, sing, and I even sometimes stand up and do my Brazilian dance a little bit.
Oh, very nice.
It's really a very fun, fun performance, and we all enjoy doing it. Also, I will tell you that you probably don't know that yet, but just this week, a new CD came out. It's a co-led CD that I recorded on ECM Records with Mark Johnson.
Yes.
And that CD is called Swept Away. And I have the very, first box, actually, I just received and saw, and I'm happy with that. It's an instrumental. And we're going to be probably bringing a couple of tunes from this new CD as well.
Absolutely, yes.
We
actually played played a tune from that last week. We played Sirens of Titan last week here on the show. Yes. So
that's
we're
great.
Yes. So very excited about that
that's
as well.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Right.
Right. So definitely, we'll be looking forward to hearing some of that. Hearing some of that album in Boston, that would be lovely. Very, very nice.
Well, thank you.
Of course. Well, that's great, Eliane. Well, my last question, of course, before we close up, is what other projects do you have in store for us, and what can we expect from you?
Well, as I'm speaking with you, I am just finalizing charts you know, and that's why my time is so crazy. I am recording a new album for Concord, and this is another vocal album, and that's going to be released next year. I will surprise you with what it is, so I won't tell you what it is yet. But we are just, you know, starting. We started a part of it, and we're going back in the studio, you know, just this week. So it's a busy and exciting time. Thank you.